by BBC, this is surely the most dramatic comeback in US political history. 4 years after leaving the White House, Donald Trump is set to move back in, after millions of Americans voted to give him a second chance. The election campaign was one for the history books. He survived two assassination attempts and his original opponent President Joe Biden dropped out just months before Election Day. Although final votes are still being counted, the majority of Americans in key battleground states chose to vote for him, with many citing the economy and immigration as a chief concern. His triumph comes after a spectacular fall. He refused to accept the results of the 2020 election, which he lost to Biden, and his role in trying to overturn the election results to stay in office is still being scrutinized today. He faces charges for allegedly inciting the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol on the 6th of January 2021. And he will also make history as the first sitting president to have been convicted of a felony, after being found guilty of falsifying business records. It's not hard to see why he is a deeply polarizing figure. Throughout the campaign, Trump used incendiary rhetoric, making crass jokes and threatening vengeance against his political enemies. His message on the economy touched a chord. Few people have a middle ground when it comes to Trump. Most of the voters I spoke to during the course of this campaign said they wished he would shut his potty mouth, but they were able to look past it. Instead, they focused on the question he asked at every rally. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? So many people who voted for Donald Trump told me again and again that they felt the economy was much better when he was in office and they were sick of trying to make ends meet. Although much of the cause of inflation was due to outside forces such as the COVID-19 pandemic, they blamed the outgoing administration. Voters were also deeply concerned about illegal immigration, which had reached record levels under Biden. They usually didn't express racist views or believe that migrants were eating people's pets, as Trump and his supporters had claimed. They just wanted much stronger border enforcement. America first, for a second Trump term. America first was another one of Trump's slogans that really seemed to strike a chord with voters. All over the country I heard people, on the left and right, complaining about billions of dollars being spent on supporting Ukraine when they thought that money would be much better spent at home. In the end, they just couldn't vote for Harris, who served as Biden's vice president for 4 years. They believed it would be more of the same, and they wanted change. It is perhaps one of the ironies of this election that the candidate who most represented change was himself in power just 4 years ago. But there are several differences between then and now. When he first came into power in 2016, he was a political outsider, and, at least for a while, he surrounded himself with veteran political advisors and staff who showed him the ropes and constrained his actions. Now he doesn't seem that interested in playing by the rules of the game. Many of these same advisors and staff have spoken out, calling him a liar, a fascist, and unfit. They have cautioned that if he surrounds himself with loyalists, which he is expected to do, that there will be no one to restrain him from his more extreme ideas. When he left office, he faced a litany of criminal charges related to his role in the Capitol riots, how he handled documents pertaining to national security, and hush money payments to a porn star.